Hey, you. Yes, you. Come with me. Now. Don't look so confused. Just walk. My friends are watching. This is so stupid. I can't believe they're making me do this. Of all the people in the school, why did it have to be you? Not that there's anything wrong with you. It's just complicated. Just ignore them. I swear they're like children sometimes. We're seniors, for God's sake. Not middle schoolers playing truth or dare, but here we are anyway. Okay, look. My friends dare me to take photos with you in this booth. I know we don't talk, and I know I haven't been exactly friendly to you, but I need to do this stupid dare or I'll never hear the end of it. So come in the booth with me. We'll take 4 quick photos and then we can go back to our lives, okay? Oh God, these booths are so small. Scoot over a bit, will you? There. Oh, this is so weird, right? Us being in here together? I mean, we've been classes together since forever, but I don't think we've actually had a conversation. Not a real one, anyway. Okay, it's starting. Alright, so it's 4 photos. Let's just, I don't know, smile normally for the first one. Don't look so tense, it's just a photo. Okay, one down. Let's do something silly for the second one. I'll stick my tongue out, you do whatever. That was actually kind of funny. For the third one, let's do serious faces. You know, like those old-timey photos when no one smiled? Last one. My friend said we have to do something, close for this one. They'll check the photos and make sure I did the dare right, so I guess I'll just get closer to you and... Oh my god, I slipped and we just... The photos. Where are the photos coming out? I need to grab them
Mac,
before...
Mac! Did you do the dare? Let me see!
Oh my god, she actually took pictures with him.
Give those back! I need to...
Wait. Is that... Did you kiss him?
No way, Mackenzie. You weren't supposed to actually kiss him.
I didn't. I slipped in. It was an accident.
What's going on? What did I miss?
Mackenzie just kissed that guy from chemistry class.
Shut up. I told you it was an accident.
Why is everyone looking up?
Oh no. Mackenzie, look at the screen.
What screen? What are you talking about?
The big projection screen. All the booth photos get displayed up there. You didn't know?
What?
Everyone's looking at it.
No.
Mackenzie, wait!
This can be happening. This can be happening. You? What are you doing here? Haven't you humiliated me enough? I didn't follow you around for 3 years just to be the laughingstock of the whole school. Do you have any idea what this means? My reputation's ruined. By tomorrow morning, everyone's going to be talking about how Mackenzie Taylor kissed. And Coach Williams will probably have something to say about it, too. Cheerleaders are representatives of the school, Mackenzie. We have standards to uphold. As if kissing someone at school dance is some kind of scandal. But they'll make it into one because that's what people do in the school. They take one moment and twist it into the biggest deal ever. Wait, what? No, I didn't mean... Fine. Sit down if you want. Ugh, not like this night could get any worse. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have tracked you into that photo booth. That was mean. I'm really sorry. Of course I know your name. You're in 3 of my classes. We've been in the same school since 6th grade. Did you think I was so self-absorbed I wouldn't even know who you are? I notice a lot of things about you, actually. How you always help Mr. Patterson carry her books, even though she never remembers to thank you. Or how you gave your lunch to that freshman when he forgot his money last week. Or how you're the only person who actually pays attention in Mr. Wilson's impossibly boring history lectures. I also noticed that you stood up for Ellie Parker when Jason was making fun of her art project. Nobody else said anything, not even me. I should have, but I didn't. You did. And
When you thought nobody was looking during the pep rally last month, you helped the janitor clean up after some seniors knocked over a trash can as a prank. Who does that? Most people at the school wouldn't even give the janitor a second glance. You're wondering why the popular cheerleader knows all this stuff about you, aren't you? Can I tell you something? Something really stupid and embarrassing? And you promise you won't laugh? No, I'm serious. You have to promise. Because what I'm about to tell you is going to sound completely ridiculous coming from someone like me. That dare? I'm the one who came up with it. I set the whole thing up. I told my friends to dare me, specifically to take photos with you. I even made sure they picked you and not someone else. Because I wanted an excuse to talk to you. I've been trying to figure out how to talk to you for months, actually longer than that. It's pathetic, I know. Popular cheerleader can just go up and have a normal conversation, but there are these expectations, you know? These unwritten rules about who talks to who in high school. And it's so stupid, like, who made these rules? Why do we all follow them? Why do I care so much what Brooke or Tiffany thinks about who I talk to? But I do care. Or I did. I don't know anymore. I didn't mean for the kiss to happen. That really was an accident. I was just going to get close to you for the photo and I lost my balance, but I've wanted to kiss you since freshman year. Since that day in biology when you were the only one who didn't laugh when I got that question wrong about mitochondria. Instead, you just quietly slid your notes over so I could see the right answer. Look, I know what you must think of me. I'm that stereotypical mean cheerleader who's awful to everyone. But that's not really me. It's just easier sometimes, you know? To be what everyone expects you to be. The role was already written for me the moment I met the squad freshman year. My mom was head cheerleader here too. Did you know that? Class of 2000. Sometimes I think she wanted this more than I did. She has all these expectations. The right friends, the right boyfriend, the right college, the right image. But whenever I see you, just being yourself, not caring what anyone thinks, I don't know. It makes me question everything. You're the only person who's ever made me feel like I maybe just don't have to pretend, even though we've barely spoken. I see how you are with everyone. You're just genuinely kind. No agenda, no act. I admire that about you. I wish I had half your courage. Can't believe I'm telling you all this. The night really went off the rails, huh? Yeah, I guess in a weird way it's kind of freeing. All my friends saw that photo. The whole school saw it. Secret's out now. Or is it? I mean, everyone saw the kiss, but they think it was an accident. They don't really know how I feel about it. Well, what if they found out? That I actually like you. That I have for years. That I've basically been pulling your pigtails this whole time because I didn't know how else to deal with these feelings. No one would believe you anyway. If you told anyone about this conversation when I just admitted to you, they'd think you were making it up. The idea of me having feelings for you is just too far-fetched for anyone to buy it. And if you did tell anyone, I'd make your life miserable. I'd deny everything and make sure everyone thought you were just some weirdo making up stories. I know how to ruin someone's reputation at the school. I could end you socially. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that. I'm not going to threaten you. I'm scared. I've spent so long building this image, this persona. I don't know who I am without it. You're not saying much. What are you thinking right now? You want to know if the kiss was good? It lasted about half a second and I was in complete shock, but... yeah. It was good. Even if it was just an accident. So, where do we go from here? I can't just suddenly start hanging out with you in school. People would talk even more than they already will after tonight. And I'm not brave enough for that. Not yet, anyway. Is that disappointing? I mean that I can't just throw away everything overnight. I wish I could be the type of person who doesn't care about what others think, but I've spent years building this persona. It's like armor, you know? Without it, I feel exposed. You know what? Fuck that. I actually want you. Really fucking bad. And I've hid these feelings for so fucking long, I actually can't take it anymore. Please, will you have me? I know I've been an asshole to you, and there's probably nothing I can do to make you not hate me anymore, but if you just give me one more chance. Please, I'll do anything. Come on. I know there's a janitor's closet somewhere here. Come on, follow me. Yes, I want to let go. I want to enjoy every part of your body. I'm yours. At least for tonight. I want to be yours. I'll be quiet. I'm sure someone will manage to hear us, even when the music's loud. Do you think I could, taste you? I mean, I can already feel you pressing against me. I know you want this. I'll be good. I promise. It's so hard for me already. Mind if I give it a taste? Hey, be quiet. They might hear us. You know, our principal is well known for taking hallway checks and school dances. And this door doesn't have a lock. You like that? Don't tell me you're gonna come already. It's okay. I can come in my mouth. It won't make a mess, I promise. Yes. Come here. Mm. Come on. My friends might be worried. Let's go.